Hey everybody, welcome to Money and Change right here on the Trim Radio Network. And you can catch our live show every Sunday at 7 p.m. or you can check us out in the archives. And that's the news. Well, anyhow, guys, welcome to Money and Change on the Trim Radio Network. And I have to do a disclaimer before we do anything else. You know, the legal stuff. Anyhow, the information contained in this presented material is from the postings of news agencies on the internet and are not necessarily the views or opinions of the owners of this program. Nothing in this show should be considered as legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. You should always do your own research and consult with professionals. We are not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast. And before we really get going here, we've got to do some shout-outs, too. And a big shout-out goes to the Trim Radio Network for carrying the show. And we've been doing it for several years now. And I really appreciate Michael Bejas and Victoria Smith and Rascala Stefan and all the other guys for putting up with my shows. Because we do Money and Change on Sundays and My World every Wednesday at 8 p.m. But a big shout out to the Trim Radio Network, and you can catch all of our different shows. Matter of fact, let's see if I can just get that information to you right now. If we take a look at it, there we go. You can watch us live or you can watch the archives. Okay, the shows on Trim Radio, we've got Adventure Awaits Around the Bend. We have Ranch It Up. We have Life Walk with Christ God with Michael Bejas. We have Money and Change every Sunday at 7 p.m. And we have Off-Grid or Offsides, College Football, Top 25 with Michael Bejas. We have My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever with me every Wednesday live at 8 p.m. We have the Positude Podcast, Rascala's Red Pill Reality Show. And Rascala, I don't know how many times I've asked you, say I only have the red pill or the green, or blue pill, but I want the green pill. So if you can find the green pill, let me know, okay? But you can check out Rascala's show. And also, Victoria Smith with the Natural Marketer Podcast. And if you want to do some marketing and you want to learn some more marketing tricks, check out Victoria on her Natural Marketer Podcast show. And you notice these little symbols underneath our pictures there. We've got Rumble, YouTube, and Spotify. And that's what we are on now. And hopefully we can get to many more venues. Now, if you take a look at what you can do to partner with us, you can host a show or you can advertise with Trim. If you want to do your own show, all you have to do to let us know is go over here to this box where the fickle finger of fate is and circling. And it says, hi there. Thanks for visiting Trim Radio Network. How can I help you? You click on that and a box comes out and it says, how can I help you today? And you put your name in, your phone number, your message with your email address and hit send. And guess what? Somebody will be in touch with you very quickly, and then you'll probably have another person contact you the following day, or the following business day, I'll put it that way. That's what you have to do. And you can support the station. You can donate if you want to donate. And that's where the little shopping cart is up in the upper right-hand side with the dollar signs. You can donate. And you can also shop the merchandise. And all you have to do is just click on that. And let's see what merchandise we have. We have Take It All 15, Take Point 22, Red Blue Color Morphing Mug. We've got the Cut the Bull Color Morphing Mug. We've got Cut the Bull Women's Ideal Racer Back Tank Tops. We've got the Red Pill Reality Show 11-ounce Black Mug. The Trim Radio Network Tumbler for 10-ounce tumbler. We've got the Trim Radio Network duffel bag. Yeah, you want to go to the gym or sporting events and you want to carry your stuff, you know, extra coats or whatever. There you go. Use our duffel bag. And we also have the on-air unisex ultra cotton t-shirt. We have the Trim Radio Network wall clock. And we have the Take It All 15 mouse pad. And you can also advertise. That's kind of neat. So that's how you support us. So what happens to the money that we get? Well, that goes for airtime. We don't get paid for doing the shows. We just want to give you good information, and we cut the bull and serve the truth. And that's all we want to do, is help you out. If we can help you, that's great. You know, like I've always said on all of my shows, if I can help one person out, that's fantastic. If I can help 5 people, 10 people, 20 people, 100 people, that's fantastic. Do I want anything in return? No, just watch the shows. And donate when you can. And the money you donate goes to pay for airtime. It's a good deal. Also, we've got a big shout out to the University of Findlay at www.findlay.edu. Located in Findlay, Ohio. It's an NCAA Division II school. And the University of Findlay men's basketball team clinched their division for their conference. And the women have done very well this year. Oh, we've got track team is doing very good. Baseball is coming along. Softball is doing well. Hey, it's just not a sports school. It's a good academic school, too, because you can get a bachelor's, a master's, or a doctoral degree there. And I believe they have 5 doctoral degrees. But to find out more about the University of Findlay, go to www.findlay.edu. And some big important news. You know, we had been saying that there was going to be a merger between the University of Findlay and the University of Bluffton. Well, I just found out this week that merger is not going to happen. For some reason, the Board of Trustees turned it down. And for a long time, it looked like it was a go as of this last fall. But something happened, like all things do, and the merger is off. So the University of Bluffton is a good school. It's about 20 miles south of Findlay, Ohio. And I've been there a couple of times. Spent a lot of time at the University of Findlay, though. And I'll tell you what, it's a good school. Located in Findlay, Ohio. It's an all-American city. It's about 40,000 people that live in Findlay. And nice campus. And they have actually 3 campuses in Findlay. Like I've said before, they have the Hazardous Materials campus. They have the main campus, and they also have the equestrian campus, and that also has pre-veterinary studies there. Now, on the main campus, you can go to the School of Nursing. You can go for a doctorate degree in physical therapy. I mean, every time that I've needed physical therapy, most of the people I have had as therapists had their doctorate from the University of Findlay, believe it or not. It's a good school. It really is. A good school for education, good science studies. It's a good school. Trust me. Check it out. Dr. Kathy Fell is the president of the university. She's done a fantastic job. She's got really good professors, great students, great facilities. Check them out. You don't have to tell them I sent you there. Just check them out. It's a good deal. Also, check out Rusty Duck's Custom Pens and Blanks. Where, we've been showing on the show the last couple of weeks and months some of his work. And I don't think I've got time to actually put that up on the screen now, but check him out. Rusty Duck's Custom Pens and Blanks. It's a good deal. Michael Bejas and I both have pens from Phil at Rusty Duck's Custom Pens and Blanks. I'll tell you what, he does an excellent job. If you like a good Second Amendment pen, check out Rusty Duck's Custom Pens and Blanks. They have an excellent Second Amendment pen. Actually, 2 different styles, but it's something to see. The workmanship is fantastic on anything that comes out of Rusty Duck's Custom Pens. Phil does a fantastic job. He's always done a fantastic job. Also, check out Money and Change every Sunday at 7 p.m. And you know, I could be doing the research during the whole week and get the show set up, and something important comes along, we have to change everything, like we did tonight. We've got some important news. Also, My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever, every Wednesday at 8 p.m. And there we can do just about anything we want to do on that show, and we can have a little comedy, too. Also, check out the Big Family Homestead with Brad and Krista on YouTube. They're out in the middle of Wisconsin, and I believe right now it's kind of in the mud season. You know, from the deep snow to the mud. Well, we've got them. We've got the Deep South Homestead. Actually, it's Pecan Grove now with Danny and Wanda King. And they're talking about doing some farming in the South and getting the crops ready and the tunnel. What do you call those? Tunnel greenhouses, I guess. And different ways you can grow very good crops. And that's what Danny and Wanda King, they're good people. Southern Prepper One with Dave Kobler. Hey, he's on just about once a week now. He's busy. He is really busy. And I'll tell you what, he's in South Carolina. And I don't know if they've had the fires around him or not. And that's scary. I know some people in South Carolina. And don't know. Hopefully it's the wildfires are starting to be contained, or they're not around the people that I know. Also, check out Rachel, a Patriot Nurse, fantastic person, and she talks how to make your health better. She also talks about the economy too, and she talks a little bit about natural healing with herbs and goodies. Something to check out. That's Rachel with Patriot Nurse. Prepper Nurse One, Ed Carswell, hey, he's still building his compound down in West Virginia. And lately he's had a lot of rain, which means a lot of mud. And I guess one of the roads that he put in, it kind of got washed out. So he's been showing how he's rebuilding his road. And we have Prepper Princess with Amber Stork. You have to check her out, a self-made millionaire. Technical term is millionaire-ess. But she calls it self-made millionaire. And she shows you how to live on less. Speaking of that, there's another one that I've got with Tess. And she's in Pennsylvania. And I posted some of her videos as well. We'll get into that. We've also got David Gilmore with LDS Prepper. And you know, I've always talked about the GMRS radios. And I've always talked about the Ocean, the WOUXUN935G Plus, with a Nagoya antenna. And I'll tell you what, that Nagoya antenna, which is a 177G antenna, is fantastic for GMRS. I mean, I can sit here in my computer room and get on the radio, and I can contact a repeater 35 miles away, and then talk an additional 90 miles out beyond that. Or if I want to hit the local repeater, I find that channel and do it. But guess what? It's $35 for a 10-year license through the FCC. Do you have to take a test? No. No test. All you have to do is send them the money. They will give you your call sign. And anybody in your family can use the radio, providing they adhere to the rules. No cussing, no swearing, that type of thing. You know, they got to keep it according to the rules. But that's it. It's great. In an emergency, when the phones are down and there's no power, bingo, you've got communication. You've got communication. Chances are those repeaters also have supplemental power too. Speaking of that, you know, right now we've got tornado season will be upon us towards the end of March, since we're in March. And I think what you need to do is, if you have a generator, you want to get it started, make sure it's gassed up, make sure that the oil is good, and run it for just a little bit, okay? Get it lubricated and ready to use in an emergency. And I've also got some stuff from Oops, O-U-P-E-S. And I'll tell you what, they're great power supplies. I cannot roll one into the studio here to show you because, number one, This big monster is about 60 pounds on wheels. And I have two of them. And they're 3,000 watt units. So essentially, I can power the whole house with no problems. I can put solar panels on them. I can charge them through the solar panels and then use them. And I'll tell you what, if the power goes out, I've got power. I can run my computer, the phones, whatever. Okay? They're great to have in an emergency. And you never know when the power is going to go out. Well, we've got the max. And I think I can just do this. I'll just go right over here. Of course, this is our page in Facebook, and I usually update things several times during the week. You can see members of our group here. If you want to join us, hey, let us know and I'll add you to the group. You have to be in Facebook for me to do it, but I can do it. And we've got a lot of different people that are members. And that's all you have to do is just ask. Okay, so I posted here live at 7 p.m. and I also have Zen Habits newsletter. I found this a couple days ago and I thought, well, I would just go ahead and put this on the Facebook page. And if you click on it, which is kind of neat, the Cheapskate Guide 50 Tips for Frugal Living. And it kind of goes along with what Amber Stork says. Okay. But this is done by Leo Babauta. And he confesses he's a cheapskate. And he says he's fairly frugal. And so, he's got t-shirts with holes in them and everything else. Well, I guess a lot of the kids have t-shirts with holes in them. But he gives 50 things that you could do to be frugal. And just to start out, go with one car. Go with a smaller house. Go with a smaller car again. Okay, you have thousands going on with a smaller car, and instead of an SUV, get a smaller car. Better savings. Rent rather than own. Well, that's what he says, but if you own, you have something. If you rent, you temporarily have something. But with no value. Look at used first. If you can buy a used car over a brand new car. Eat out less. And he's saying there, one of the biggest expenses in our daily lives is eating out, and the average person spends well over $2,000 a year on eating out. Restaurants are expensive, including fast food, not to mention. Could be health hazard. And it's cheaper to cook your own food. And then you kind of know that it's done right. And I'll tell you what, I've been in restaurants locally and the prices have gone up. And I know that I can go 10 miles away to another restaurant that I like to frequent and I can get the same chicken. I guess it's a chicken. Salad or vegetable wrap, same size for $5 less at one location. They overpriced it, and you have to learn about how to price your food. So you save some money by going to other places. Yeah, you can go to Wendy's and probably spend $10 for lunch. You might be able to get away with $6 for lunch. But then you have your drink and so forth. I like to go to the mom and pop restaurants. Why? Because number one, you're supporting the local economy and you meet a lot of your friends there. But right now it's starting to get more expensive, so I have to be going less. So eat out frugally. When you do eat out, check out the money saving tips. And there's a place to click on. Brown bag it to work. Well, since I'm retired, I don't have to brown bag it. I just walk to the refrigerator and make my lunch. Adopt a minimalist wardrobe. The one thing that I gave up when I was working for the state, I had a lot of suits and sport coats. I don't have that now. There's really no need for it. So I have nice shirts, nice pants, but I don't have a lot of stuff that keeping up with the Joneses and fancy stuff, if you know what I mean. Stop the online impulsive buys. Well, I gotta confess, guys, I had an impulsive buy. And it, not that I'm going to give them a commercial or anything, but I have a Knox Gear 39G speaker microphone. And it clips to your clothes. There's also a magnetic ring that you can use on it. But it's easy to control. It's a real compact speaker. It has 15 hours of battery life. It's lightweight, it's waterproof, hands-free calls, voice assistant activation, sports clip, Bluetooth, and a magnetic clip. And just to show you how big it is, without dropping everything, it's only this big. And it just clips to your shirt. And I can put it on my pocket. Sometimes I don't have room in that pocket for stuff, so you can clip it anywhere. And it's great. I have a friend of mine that is a U.S. mail delivery person. And Maddie told me about that. And I thought, oh, I'll think about it. Now, the more I thought about it, hey, it would be good because I could be out working in the yard. I could have my cell phone nearby. But instead of pulling out the cell phone all the time, all I have to do is hit the button on that 39G. And I can talk to people. I can listen to music off the cell phone. It's a pretty good deal. And it's got volume controls and everything else. So the only place I won't use it is in the car because I have hands-free phone service in the car. So it's just a neat little thing. It's an impulse buy, but it's going to be helpful. Also, don't go to the mall or other shopping areas or department stores to look around and go shop. Know what you're going to get and just go get it. But anyhow, you can check this out on our Facebook page. It's got all the 50 of them there. And it's a good deal, okay? Just check it out. What else do we have? Well, the original Matrix. What they don't want to teach you about money. Now, that's something you need to check out for sure. And they're just for you guys, a girl that's tossing money around. Also, here's David Kobler and a short rant of the day, federal employees, parasites, or valued employees. A lot of federal employees are valued employees. It's just some that get the jobs where they don't really have to do anything. And you find that, okay? You find that. Also, this is Colby, and he's saying crash is imminent. Market crash could start in days. Biggest collapse in history has begun. Here's proof. Okay, that's one way he's looking at it, but are you prepared for that? Did you pay down your debt, put some money aside, buy some long-term food, canned goods, freeze-dried, whatever? Do you have a garden? Can you start a garden and grow some of your own vegetables? Can you purify and store water at least, and they say minimum is 1 gallon per person per day? Well, I think they're wrong because now they've been saying it's 2 gallons per person per day. And I probably say 3 gallons because number one, you have to wash with it. And you have to drink. So, you know, you have to be hydrated. Do you have your vitamins? A good bottle of multivitamins helps out a lot. Do you have canned goods, freeze-dried? Did you go to Emergency Essentials has a lot of freeze-dried things. If you go to the LDS Church, they have places like Bishop Warehouses and so forth. That you can find out through them where you can get good, wholesome food. Also, do you have blue tarps you can put on your roof in case you have a leak? I'd have more than one. I think I'm sitting on 3 or 4 of them now. How about heat? Do you have backup heat sources? Do you have backup power? I told you about the OOPS units that I have. I also have Geniverse, which are smaller units. And they're great to power CPAPs or whatever you need for it. And the small Geniverse, I think they're only 1,000 watts. Do you have power supplies for your computers? You know, I have one of those for the big tower here and other devices I have. Do you have the proper clothing for the right season? Have you properly stored maybe some gasoline or kerosene in the appropriate storage containers and places? A lot to think about. Your auxiliary heat. Does your furnace work? Do your filters need to be changed? A lot of things to consider. And when they're talking about crash imminent, do you have money at home or in a safe place so you can buy things and pay off any debts that you have accrued over the time? My deal is I like to pay with cash. There's a reason why, and I'll tell you this. You pay with cash to keep from using a credit card. You only use a credit card when absolutely necessary, and you pay it off as soon as you get the bill. In some cases with mine, I just go to Walmart and pay mine. So it's always paid off. So my cards are cleared. And that's a good thing because I don't like to be in debt. A long time ago, I was not heavily in debt, but I made payments on credit cards. And then I finally had to bite the bullet and finally pay it all off because I noticed that I was paying them plenty of interest. Now, this was like 20 years ago. So I don't do that anymore. I try to pay it off, if not in one payment, to pay it off in full, or two payments, but no more than that over 2 months. And I don't do a lot of charging, okay? But check out Colby there and see how he thinks. Things have started. It always happens right before a market crash. You got to watch that one. Of course, this is our opening here. And this is from Rumble because last week we had a problem with Facebook putting the show in. So I waited until it loaded on Rumble and I went ahead and then put the link here. So you can always check that out. And Walmart worried there's a bad sign for everyone out of money. People are charging too much. That's something to take a look at. Wow, we've got something big to cover here. I mean, this is big. You know, I found out today that there are a lot of wildfires now in South Carolina. And I just tried calling a friend of mine, and I didn't get any response. And he's in Myrtle Beach. And the fires are north of Myrtle Beach. And somebody was saying, I don't know if it was Facebook or on the web, that they want to make Myrtle Beach a 15-minute city. Now, are these fires done on purpose? Like the ones on the West Coast? You know, if these are being put on done on purpose, I'll put it that way. I hope they catch whoever did it or is doing it because they need to have some serious punishment on that stuff. We don't need a bunch of wildfires destroying a lot of property. And the people that are doing things like that, if indeed that's happening, they need to be punished to the ultimate. So, and that's just my feeling. Probably would be yours too if you had property in South Carolina. Well, anyhow, let's see what we've got here because we need to play this one for everybody. And this is the continuing coverage. Hundreds of brush and wildfires tear through South Carolina on Saturday.
Well, according to the South Carolina Forestry Commission, there have been over 100 fires today alone due to the dry conditions and high winds throughout the Lowcountry. These fires have been able to spread quickly. According to the Forestry Commission, the rapid increase in fires has put a strain on responding crews. We had reporters at one of the fires earlier in Havens Ridge Place in Fugee, where they were able to capture the flames you see on your screen right now. While out there, our Cameron Limes was able to speak to the lead firefighter on a 95-acre fire that happened just hours ago.
Been a lot today. There is a red flag warning out for fire conditions. So between the dryness that we've had, we haven't had much rain, low humidity, and then the increase of winds today, that's definitely what brings out the increase for fire possibilities.
The only fire our crews were at earlier, multiple first responders also worked to contain a large brush fire in Hanahan today. Our Emily Deanne was there as crews worked to control that 25-acre fire.
Smoke was visible from a highway in Hanahan Saturday as firefighters worked to control one of many brush fires in the area. Near Henry E. Brown Boulevard and Tanner Ford Boulevard, Hanahan Fire Department, Goose Creek Rural Fire, and Joint Base Charleston Fire worked with the U.S. Forestry Commission. The Hanahan Fire Department said no one was hurt and there are no threats to the public or structures at this time. What sparked the fire remains under investigation.
Stay inside for now. Have any problems, call 911. We hope the conditions improve in the area shortly.
Firefighters were able to contain the brush fire by 3:15 Saturday. Hanahan Fire Department says even though the flames are contained, residents can expect to see smoke in the area for the next few days.
What we really want to avoid is having individuals do any type of burning of rubbish in their backyards, leaves, brush, for several days. The conditions are very dry. We have not had any rain.
The statewide burning ban is in effect by the South Carolina Forestry Commission until conditions improve. Emily Deanne reporting, Fox 24 News.
New at 10, residents in the Prince George Oceanside community can return home as evacuation orders have been lifted. Fire officials in Georgetown County say 700 acres were impacted by brush fires today. You're looking at new video tonight on North Santee River Road in Georgetown County. The fire is contained at this time and no structures were damaged. Fire crews will remain on site overnight to keep an eye on things. Residents of the area should closely monitor conditions as things could change quickly.
Wow. First, we had the stuff on the western side of the United States. Now we're having them on the eastern side. Let's just take another look at what's going on here. These wildfires are triggering evacuations across the Carolinas. And this is just another viewpoint. Wow. Hey, that reminds me. Do you guys have a to-go bag? If suddenly you had to leave your home due to an emergency, do you have a to-go bag? And what would you put in a to-go bag? Now, I have pictures of different types of to-go bags here. They could be all different types of sizes. Generally, I would have something like this as a go bag or a get-home bag emergency kit. Now, what is a to-go bag? And a to-go bag is an easy-to-carry bag that holds everything you would need to leave in a hurry or in an emergency. And think of it like a small backpack or duffel bag with your essentials in it. Now, what are the 10 items you need to have in that to-go bag? Water and non-perishable food. Flashlight and extra batteries. A first aid kit, sanitation and hygiene supplies. Toilet paper is a big plus. Wet wipes is another plus. Sleeping bags and warm blankets. Communication devices. Remember those GMRS radios? Remember cell phones and chargers and charger cords? Change of clothes and shoes. Yeah, make sure you have an extra pair of shoes and they're comfortable, but they're good and support your feet. Also, make sure that you have at least a couple changes of underwear, t-shirts, pants, maybe an extra jacket or two, depending on the weather. Eyeglasses and hearing aids. You don't want to be yelling at somebody and they're going, what? There's a fire? There's what? A fire? Okay, make sure they have their batteries. I don't know how long batteries last for hearing aids. Hopefully it's more than a couple of days. But you want to make sure that you have that information with you. Also, they didn't list it in there, but you need to take your valuable information with you, which might be the deed to your property. It might be a list of your insurance companies and contacts. Might be a list of maybe medications that you need. Maybe medical information that you need. A list of relatives, phone numbers, email addresses, and so forth. You know, if you can take a laptop, that would be great. Or if you can take a tablet, that would be good. You can put your information on a thumb drive. I have plenty of these around. They're not very expensive. You can get them at Walmart, better known around here as Wally World. And you can put all your information there. And you can keep that in your to-go bag. Oh, I got to put that right back. I don't want to lose it. That's one thing you don't want to do. But anyhow, those are the essentials that you need. There are also glow sticks that you can get and put in your bag. And that those are the types that you break and shake. And they put off a good bit of light for maybe 8 hours or 12 hours. A couple of those would help. Maybe a tarp. Have that available. Make sure your car is always gassed up. I don't let mine go below a quarter of a tank empty. Okay, when it gets down to that quarter, I fill it back up. And I have plenty of water to take with me if I need it. Okay, so I mean, the things you have to consider for to-go bags, something you can grab and go in a hurry, and everything's in the bag. Now, how much money should you have in a to-go bag? Who else, you know, keep your financial, what else should you keep in your financial bag? Cash, several hundred dollars, as much as $1,000. Don't forget that if the electricity is out, you might not have access to an ATM for a while. So you want to make sure that you have money. You know, $1 bills, $5 bills, $10 bills, 20s. You don't need 50s or 100s because you won't be able to get change for that. But you should have money. And that's when I say pay down your debt, put some spare money aside. That's the emergency money that you need for car repairs or maybe overnight lodging or for food, whatever. You want to keep that in your to-go bag too. And that's an important thing. Also, to-go bag slang. Well, gee, what's this, a slang? A bag packed with survival supplies and kept ready for use in case of an emergency. That's a bug out bag. That's slang. Also, canned food. What canned food? Tinned fish and canned meats, fruits and vegetables. And you could put that in your to-go bag. Not real big cans, but small cans that'll get you by for a couple of days. Meals ready to eat, the MREs, you can have those. And those would be good, and they would give you enough calories because you're going to need about 2,000 calories a day. And usually MREs will give you between 2,500 and 3,000 calories. But you can put a few tins of fish, meat, fruit, vegetables, and that provides easy access to a mix of nutrients. And look for small cans of sardines, tuna, corned beef, green beans, and other family favorites. my family favorites are not sardines. And it's not really tuna. I don't know what yours are. Well, that's what we've got for that. So it's important that you have a to-go bag. I don't care if you're not in North Carolina or South Carolina. Stuff happens. You know what I mean? Stuff happens. So you have to be able to move on a moment's notice and then make sure everything is locked up that you have. So you protect what you have, and hopefully you come back to it without any problems. Okay, what else is going on? Oh, yes. You know, we're 36,546,917,000,000 in debt. And that's $107,355 per citizen, or $223,047 per taxpayer. I don't know about you, but I don't carry that much money. But all you have to do is go to usdebtclock.org. There's also a Doge clock. Department of Governmental Efficiency, how much have they saved? Right now they're saying they've saved $155 billion, almost $156 billion so far. Show me the figures. I want to see the figures. I want to see where the government's wasting my tax money. Are they giving it to other countries? And are those other countries then giving it back under the table to politicians? Something to think about. And I guess everything's going to get audited. And it's about time. So check out the usdebtclock.org. There's a lot of information there. Also, if you go to the Doge Tracker, it's doge-tracker.com. Tax dollars saved, they're saying $55.03 billion. Now that's their latest thing. So you have to go through and take a look at the Department of Treasury, Department of Education. Department of Education, $1.67 billion. Department of Labor, $9.68 million. Department of Commerce, $4.46 million. You know, are these exact numbers? They're going to be probably close to it. They also tell you how they've been saving money. Grants for health and social equity initiatives canceled. Not Social Security. That's still going to be going. SNAP is still going to be around. But it's all the programs where either the program has been canceled or there's been some corruption, or there's money laying around that's not used, okay? And check it out, doge-tracker.com. Wow, what else we got going here? How about three ways to restore housing affordability? Everybody has a house or an apartment, right? And if you have a house, what's your percentage that you have to pay? 5%, 6%, you know, it used to be something like 2.4%, 3%. And all of a sudden, the percentage is going up. Well, Charles Hugh Smith from Of Two Minds blog, he's saying we tend to think of housing becoming unaffordable as a matter of land prices, zoning, and the cost of 2x4s, but it's fundamentally a matter of values. Number one, the lack of value placed on community means that a house is primarily a financial asset, not a home. Number two, lack of value community means that we have not supported local businesses / industry and allowed these to be centralized or outsourced. Number three, lack of value self-sufficiency means that the only way we can view a house as an asset is when it increases in value. And how much income does your house generate even every month? even if you count it in tomatoes, what's the value of the house? You know, so most of the housing being built is nothing more than boxes with a roof. No matter how fancy the box, there is no awareness of how that housing is a part of the ecology that it's built in. Yeah. A house is an investment. I remember buying mine, and at that time, you know, the prices were up, and I paid a decent amount of money for it. But then I found out that my house just gained another $60,000 to $70,000 in value in this last year. The value of the houses are going up. So there are three ways to restore your housing affordability, and they list it here. And that's on Zero Hedge. And you can take a look at that. Wow. Citigroup. Oh, yeah. I was reading this today, and Citigroup accidentally credited, dig this, $81 trillion to account in colossal near-miss event. Near-miss? $81 trillion put into somebody's account? Well, this was in Zero Hedge. And so the Citigroup attempt to credit a client's account with just $280 went wildly wrong, with the financial services giant crediting it with $81 trillion instead. And that's reported by the Financial Times. And the colossal error undermines the company's drive to convince regulators that it has rectified the operational shortcomings that have plagued it for years. And the error went undetected by a payments worker and a bank official responsible for checking the payment before it was approved for processing as the next business day began. And it was only 90 minutes after posting that a third Citigroup employee saw something terribly wrong with the bank's cash balances. Debits and credits have to balance, or your assets in jail. That's an old accounting thing. Yeah, it's a near miss. Okay, it's a big, big mess up. But it's also a big mess up if you take a look at your checkbook and suddenly you might have $30,000 in your checkbook, and the next day you only have $10,000. Where did the $20,000 go? Oh, we made a mistake. Oh, yeah. Always know your banker. Always know the bank. Make sure that you just keep track of your money and keep track of it very closely, especially in these times, okay, with these markets. Well, we've got something here, and this is Bessent. Says he sees inflation reaching the Fed's 2% target quickly. Well, let's see if we can listen to this, if I can get it to go. Here we go.
About proposed, threatened, even imposed. One of them is Mexico, which comes up next week. Is it important to get the revenue from the Mexico tariffs? Because I know Mexico is sort of moving, it appears, right now, for example, with respect to tariffs on things coming into Mexico from China. Can they get out off the hook on tariffs?
So the tariff negotiation isn't under the purview of Treasury. It's a USTR, U.S. Trade Representative and Commerce. So I'm going to leave that question to them. I do think one very interesting proposal that the Mexican government has made is perhaps matching the U.S. On our China tariffs. I think it would be a nice gesture if the Canadians did it also. So in a way, we could have Fortress North America from the flood of Chinese imports that's coming out of the most unbalanced economy in the history of modern times.
Well, I'll tell you what. When you take a look at trade wars, and Trump says to, let's say, Mexico, if you don't stop the drugs coming across the border, we're going to give you a 25% tariff or a 50% tariff on all your goods. That really affects the Mexican economy. Now, if Mexico is getting things from China, then Mexico turns around and says to the Chinese, look, we're going to charge you 25%. What's going to happen is this. Everybody wants to be on a level playing field. We really shouldn't have tariffs. It should be widely open, money for money. No extra tax, no tariffs. And that's my view. What do you think? Well, we've got some other stuff here. And we've got a few minutes to do it. I'm going to post this to the webpage. What's the average net worth by age? What are you worth? What do you own outright? If you're young and starting out, you're going to have a lot of debt. So what's your debits versus credits? How do you calculate and add up your net worth? I don't have any debt. So my net worth is going to be higher than some people. And I'm retired. Some people have a lot of debt, so they don't have a lot of net worth. So I'll post this one up on the website and you can see about net worth. Okay, we'll do that one. The other one, next gold move will surprise the world. Now this one, Trump would not be surprised if there isn't any gold in Fort Knox. You know, the last show that I did last week was they were going to go audit Fort Knox, and it was going to be Trump and who else was going to do that? Oh, Musk. Yeah, they were. Yeah, that's the ticket. They were going to go to Fort Knox and videotape going into the vaults to see how much money's there. Now, wouldn't it be something if there wasn't money there and then all of a sudden the money suddenly appeared out of nowhere? And it turns out that the countries have been shuffling gold whenever they need it when somebody goes to audit. That would be interesting to see if that actually happens. Egon von Greer's from von Greer's Gold had that. And let's see, I don't know if I can get this one on here. We've got a little bit of time.
We're also going to Fort Knox. I'm going to go with Elon. And would anybody like to join us?
Are they giving out free samples?
Because we want to see if the gold is still there. We want to see. Wouldn't that be terrible? We open up this Fort Knox. It's got it's just solid granite that's 5 feet thick. The front door, you need 6 musclemen to open it up. I don't even think they have windows. Wouldn't that be terrible if we opened it up and there was no gold there? So we're going to open those doors. We're going to take a look. And if there's 27 tons of gold, we'll be very happy. I don't know how the hell we're going to measure it, but that's okay. We want to see lots of nice, beautiful, shiny gold in Fort Knox. Don't be totally surprised. We open the door, we'll say, there's nothing here. They stole this too. Now, we have a very corrupt group of people in this country. We're finding them out.
Corruption. And I imagine there's plenty of corruption out there. But he's saying 27 billion. I think there was something like 4,600 tons there, which is would be about $430 billion, not $27 billion in gold. But that's minuscule because they're going to have gold there. They'll have gold, I believe, out in Denver, Colorado. They might have some in New York. You know, they're going to have to audit everything to find out exactly what they have. So you can go to Fort Knox and count along with them. Trump names cryptocurrencies a strategic reserve price hike. Well, I don't know about that. They're talking about Bitcoin, Ether, XRP, SOL. Is SOL out of luck? Well, anyhow, and ADA, and names that have not previously been announced, and XRP is cryptocurrency along with Bitcoin and Ethernet, Ethercoin, and so forth. So we'll have to read into this some more for next Sunday. Also, how can I lower my mortgage interest rate? Buying discount points. Yeah. Number two, an interest rate buy down. See if you can buy down your interest rate. And an adjustable rate mortgage. Something to consider. A short-term mortgage and assumable mortgage. You know, when I got my house, I had a mortgage and it was only for 15 years. I wasn't going to stretch it out to 30. And my house was paid off in 15 years. And that's probably been over 30 years ago. So yay, no house payments. And that's the good part. Well, guys, we're getting close to the end. And, you know, we were going to talk about the egg shortage and what can you can do to replace an egg recipe. Well, one egg is equal to 2 tablespoons of water, 2 tablespoons of baking powder, and 1 teaspoon of vegetable oil. Or one egg is equal to 1/4 cup of unsweetened applesauce or mashed banana. Or one egg is equal to 1 tablespoon of ground flax seeds and 3 tablespoons of water. Or one egg is equal to 3 tablespoons of aquafaba, whatever that is. I've never had aquafaba. Have you? Well, anyhow, guys, that's about all we've got to do on this show. And of course, we're going to do a lot more next week. And if anything happens on the fires in North and South Carolina, I will get that posted. We'll probably talk about that on Wednesday, along with a lot of other things. But with that, guys, hey, that's the show. I hope you had a good week. I hope you learned something today. And we will see you Wednesday on My World at 8 p.m. right here on the Trim Radio Network. And also next Sunday on the Trim Radio Network for Money and Change. And we'll have a lot more good stuff for you. With that, guys, have a good week. And we'll see you Wednesday.